is Monday, April 4th, 2022. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I tell you what, now you threw me for a loop there for a second. Okay.
Did I scare you there?
Well, I didn't think maybe I thought you done deserted this.
It's Monday, and I might have thought that earlier in the day, thinking how, you know, but no, I wouldn't do that. Not for Monday. So now we got a lot of things to talk about. A lot of things are changing, and I have some reports from the U.S. Mint. That's kind of interesting to see that demand is still there. But there's still no panic, and there really is a difference, you know, when you have just a steady buying type thing versus a, you know, some sort of a panic type buy. The only panic that we really saw was at the start of the war. But you know what, Butch? The more I watch the news, the little that I do watch and what I read and so forth, it's just a matter of time until we become fully involved in that war. All the propaganda, yesterday I was trying to find some news and it was just, even Fox, that's all they talked about, you know, and
yeah,
of course all the interviews with all the poor people and the pictures, and it's they're ramping it up just until we get in there, until they can bring us in 100%. I mean, heck, the president of Ukraine had time to show up at the Hollywood Awards. I can't remember which one it was, but he shows up.
Emmys, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you think he'd be too busy fighting a war with Russia.
Well, if only people in this country, and anybody my age, 60 years and older, should already know this. They don't, shame on them. But you would think that people would look at their history. I can name almost every war in the past, World War II, World War I, Vietnam. We were duped into it by the press and by our leaders. Now, folks, this is all fact, and I can prove everything I've said. We were dragged into them ignorantly, lied to, bought the lie, and went to war, tens of thousands and millions killed for nothing but somebody's, to line somebody's pockets and to further their power and control on the earth. Now, that is the truth, and I can prove it. You would think, Melody, after a certain amount of time, the people in the country would figure it out, but I guess each generation forgets what the last one saw, and that's why we keep getting dragged into these things.
Well, the young generation really hasn't been around a war except 9/11.
That's what I'm saying.
And
that's
even
true,
then,
yes.
Even then, there's few, you know, we have such short memories. And, you know, it was the big pulling down of the big Saddam Hussein statue running in there and so forth, and the U.S. showing its might and, you know, eventually stringing him up. So that's the war they understand. That's the one we won. And so much little, how little do they know? But it is just a matter of time, and I think that's kind of represents what we see in the strongest gold bullion purchasing and ounces since for a long time. But first, let's go ahead and see what gold did today. It was up $7.40 at $1,934. Silver still had a little pressure, down 12 cents at $24.60. Platinum was up a buck at $995. Palladium was down 15. 2,350. The U.S. dollar cranked up to 99.00, and that was up 46 cents. Crude oil was up $4.30 at 103.57. We'll talk a little bit about that here in just a bit. The Dow was up 103 points, 34,921. S&P was up 36. 4,582. The NASDAQ up 271. That was up the biggest, almost 2%. I'm sure it had a lot to do with Elon Musk. 2,096. They just irritate me. You know, it's if they did some really good stuff for the, you know, but they don't. But anyway, let's see. Let's see what some of these other markets did. Oh, I just lost my markets. Here we go. Asia. was positive. Europe, everybody's all happy. You know what makes me wonder? All of these markets are also up to onto the upside, all green, all good strength, and so forth. You wouldn't think that this war between Russia and Ukraine is that big of a deal, or would have a major, bigger impact on the markets, financial markets across the world. So the markets aren't buying into it, that it's a real war. Only the media, and I don't know. Anyway, let's see what the 10-year yield, 2.40 for the 10-year yield. Crude oil, as I mentioned, WTI was up $4 at 103. Brent was up $3 at 107. Natural gas, 5.744. That just does continue to rise. So, and as far as it goes with the oil, seeing that big jump today, people are a little worried about the tighter supply as we continue to hear about the mounting civilian deaths in Ukraine with the increased pressure that the European countries are trying to impose sanctions on Russia's energy sector. So we saw those big jumps. The German chancellor said Russian President Vladimir Putin and his supporters would feel the consequences of events in Bucha outside the capital of Kyiv, where a mass grave and tied bodies shot at close range were found. Western allies would agree on further sanctions against Moscow in coming days. Though the timing and reach of the new package wasn't clear yet. French President Macron suggested sanctions on oil and coal, adding that very clear clues pointing to war crimes. So, thus, as the U.S. and the EU reduce purchases of Russian oil, it leaves China and India as the main customers that remain, and many of the refineries in those countries might be reluctant to purchase Russian oil with the negative public relations associated to it. Saudi Arabia's state oil producer, Aramco, raised its May official selling price to Asia for its flagship Arab Light crude. That suggests demand for oil is still very strong. And by doing that, it's going to drain oil supplies from the U.S., and it's going to make supplies even tighter. So there you have it. So this isn't going away in a long time. For the first time in the seven-year conflict, I guess there is a truce in Yemen, which could ease threats to the supply in the Middle East. This is the first time in that seven-year conflict the United Nations has brokered a two-month truce between a Saudi-led coalition and the Houthi group aligned with Iran. Saudi oil facilities have come under attack during the fighting, in which the U.S. has paid millions and billions of dollars for arms to the Saudis to fight this war. And Butch, I think there's no such thing as a coincidence. You have this administration that's trying to broker a deal with Iran, and now you have the Houthi group that's aligned with Iran, and all of a sudden this truce has appeared. It's 2 months. Whether either side will keep it still remains to be seen. But, you know, it's amazing what can be done and truces can be created if the right money is in the right pocketbooks. And what is this, a coincidence when Biden is failing at trying to regain talks with Iran? No, it's not a coincidence.
There are no coincidences when it comes to politics, spatial and world level like that. There's no coincidence on that at all.
No, not at all.
And we know that with Saudi Arabia now is going to raise their prices on oil because Russia is cutting back. And you have to wonder what's going on there, too. I thought they were our friends. You know, so I don't know. This is a lot of things happening, but there's more behind it than anyone could, any one of us could ever see, because we're not privy to the inside workings of all this. You know that.
Well, you know, when we began the petrodollar, if it's my understanding, we had an agreement with the Saudis that we would protect them militarily, as long as they sold our oil in dollars.
Right.
Well, we've been giving them billions of dollars to enhance their military, their own military. So why would they need the United States anymore? So, I mean, we've kind of blown up that agreement just by helping them and giving them all types of weapons and selling them arms and so forth that they can protect themselves now. So, you know,
well, the U.S.
they have no need to be our friend anymore.
No. And the U.S. got to be kind of like the snotty kid on the block. You put up with them as long as you have to, as long as you get benefits from them, as long as they give you a free piece of candy, you work with them. After you don't need them, get rid of them, because they're just a snotty kid. They know it all. They try to dominate the area. That's what the United States has done worldwide. So the most nations in this world today have very little respect for the U.S. And, Melody, it'd have to be a complete idiot to think otherwise, because, well, look at our record. So we are the most aggressive nation in the world when it comes to declaring war on about anything that moves. If they don't go our direction, then we're going there and we'll take them out. That's just what we've always done. And we run up against a real power like Russia, who's trying to defend its borders. And we start seeing the nations that we thought were our friends starting to waffle a little bit, because we just can't go and take them down like we did Gaddafi and Hussein. We can't do it. So these are things we're seeing. America is starting to really get its comeuppance, if you know what I'm saying. You always hear payday is heck, and it's coming back on America now.
Well, I mean, this is just, you know, but, you know, we know they want a regime change in Russia. And the way they're touting this war, I mean, it's really amazing. With the war crimes, once they begin talking about Russians' war crimes and for trying Putin for these crimes, we're pretty much in that war.
That's true. That's very true.
And that's exactly, and again, you can't tell me that the president of Ukraine has time to end up on a Hollywood award program in the middle of a war. I mean, come on. So all he's trying to do is bring in the United States. He wants the United States in there, and that was his role. That is his role that he is playing. So,
well, we've set them up, and anyone who's done any research at all knows Ukraine has been a huge counterpart in money laundering, sex trafficking, mm-hmm. all
yes.
this for years. And Hunter Biden's proven that. You know, and that's just, folks, we've got to look beyond what we keep seeing on ABC, CBS, and CNN, and even Fox. They're all part of the mass media brainwashing that's happened in this country for so many years that we take for granted now that's all the truth. I mean, we have bought so many lies from the media. We truly have, and I'm guilty of that myself. I surely can't throw stones at anybody, because I used to do the same thing. Whatever was said on the news was true, and I was going to stand with it. But unfortunately, folks, we can no longer do that. We've been lied to for so many decades now, and it's worked very, very successfully. It got us in many, many wars and so much trouble with so many different situations that we need to start looking behind the scenes and making our own conclusions and not be drawn into conclusions.
And, you know, and you mentioned the news stations and Fox News. It's like, what corner did they, you know, they turned the corner. I mean, Piers Morgan has a program now on Fox.
Yeah.
I mean, they've hired Bruce Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner now.
Yeah, he's
don't
Bruce Jenner.
It Jenner. Anyway.
You know, so, I mean, where's Fox going? And that's what you always have to remember, everybody out there. It's all for the money. They're trying to capture their place in this, you know, to keep their ratings and everything higher. There's some of those reporters I like to watch, but I watch it for entertainment. And so, anyway.
Well, if it's a bright side of this, the bright side is that many of the so-called mass media are losing a lot of listeners. That's a bright side.
Yeah, but I don't know, because, well, they're going online to get their news. And that's just as bad, because everybody believes everything they read online is true, and it isn't. So I'm not quite sure which is worse. Having people try to figure out what the truth is when they can't, because they don't do, they find their niche online, and they don't do any more investigating. They just go to whoever is pleasing to their ear. So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But the U.S. Mint sees its strongest gold bullion purchasing. And of course, we can relate it to the rising inflation, safe haven demand with the war. So it's given an extraordinary demand for physical gold and silver for March, mainly for gold. The latest sales data, the U.S. Mint reported that it sold 155 ounces of various denominations of gold American Eagles. And that's up 73% from last month.
Wow.
February did have a big drop. January was a big month. January was like 180-some thousand. So it's a little bit less than what January was. And I don't know what happened in February. Yes, it's a shorter month, but... That was a big drop for February. So for March, it's up 73%, and this is its best March performance since 1999. Let's see. The U.S. Mint sold 426,000 ounces of gold between January and March. That's up 3.5% for the first quarter of 2021. And it was the best quarter in 23 years. Again, inflation in Russia and Ukraine is what's pushing it. But I also believe that we had the new design last year, and I think that has a little bit to do with it. So silver demand, while seeing a solid start to the year, is still down compared to last year's unprecedented silver that was sold in the first quarter of last year. Still a good year for gold and silver, and we got many more months to go this year, but we're out of time, and we'll be back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. Give Discount Gold and Silver Trading a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You know, Butch, as we were coming on, I saw this headline, Vermont Police Investigating Branding and Waterboarding Hazing Reports at a University.
I saw that.
It's like, really? This is the women's rugby team. I'm thinking, what is wrong with these people? Branding and waterboarding? Are you kidding me? For hazing? This is...
That's sick.
It's sick. And this is women.
That's unbelievable.
It just
That's a sign of times, I guess. As far as morality goes in this country, there isn't much left.
Yeah, it's a sign of the times. This is where we're at. And, you know, people might think, well, gee, you know what, that's no big deal. And so it is a big deal.
Yes, it is.
That disturbed me.
Yeah, I mentioned this during the break. I want to just share this. It's only about two paragraphs long, but I thought it was interesting. Whether it's accurate or not, only time will tell. But $10,000 gold and $370 silver, plus some really shocking numbers. This is out of King World News. A gentleman out of Sweden by the name of G-R-A-D-D-H-Y, Gratty, out of Sweden. The gold 8-year cycle charts have been posting or playing out very nicely as expected. My price targets for the bull market are still the same as the first posted back in 2019. Gold 10,000, silver 370. If things get really wild, we could see double that though. Posted this gold chart back in 2019, just before the big up move started. Predicted a new all-time high, and we got it. As said, the consolidation we have had from August 2020 high, which I called the same day it happened, was necessary to recharge. This long-standing roadmap is still playing out. We will see. This gentleman not the only one saying these things. We will see. And obviously, gold, Melody, is hovering on breaking another record. I mean, it's been very nearly up to it a couple weeks ago, and it's not too far from that. I mean, we're running in 1900s now. I don't think we'll ever go back down, at least not very long, but in 1800s, maybe for a little bit. But we're running near another record. Now, what that's going to mean, I really don't know. And by all standards, gold should be $10,000 an ounce right now. It should be. And silver should be $370 an ounce. That it should be if things were done honestly, but obviously they're not. So if this gentleman is saying this, probably he is right, but you know, it's kind of like predicting it's going to rain someday. You know it is. It has to. So he's saying the gold's going to go up to $10,000 an ounce. I think he's going to be able to be right. It's going to happen. It's just amazing how they kept it temporarily and artificially low for so long. You agree with that?
I do agree. And I go back to, I think I said this just the other day on the program, and I'm going to say it again, and I'll probably say it again in the future. Mr. Duffy out of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, probably 5-6 years ago, said that at that point in time, meaning 5 and 6 years ago, gold should have been trading at $5,000 and $6,000. And based on all the situations that were occurring 5 years ago. And that's where we should be today.
I agree. And after I shared on the radio last week about the income tax rate would not be charged anybody making $3,000 or less back in 1913, and looked it up and make sure that $3,000 in 1913 is worth almost $86,000 a day. Shouldn't that tell you about something, that something has changed in the money policy and what a dollar is really worth? Shouldn't that be an alarming number to look at, Melody, and think, well, gee whiz, I mean, $3,000, I have to work. I mean, you multiply how many times to reach $88,000. I mean, just think about that. This is ridiculous. And if gold is back in dollar and $3,000 worth $87,000 a day, What should it be in the real world for an ounce of gold now? You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And here's something that we don't think much about, but now I'm not sure what's really happening as far as the reason he says happening. Nearly 17 million dead chickens and turkeys and counting. America's bird flu pandemic reaches a catastrophic stage. And I'm not saying there isn't a bird flu. I mean, it could be totally true, but I don't trust the media. Can you imagine what this country is going to look like if we have severe shortage of chicken and turkey by the end of the year? I don't know why more people are not alarmed, but the horrific bird flu pandemic that's sweeping across America like wildfire right now. On February 8th, the very first case of highly pathogenic avian influenza was confirmed in a domestic U.S. flock. Just over 1 month later, March 9th, I released an article that lamented the fact that almost 2.8 million birds, mostly chickens and turkeys, had already died during the first month of the pandemic. Unfortunately, since that time, things have gotten much, much worse. The pandemic is not even 2 months old yet, and the death toll for chickens and turkeys has now risen to nearly 17 million. If this many chickens and turkeys have been wiped out already, what will be death toll be a few months down the road? And what will it mean for the price of food? Just think about how often you eat products that contain eggs, chicken, or turkey. If you had to suddenly remove all of them from your diet, what would you do? You know, and for years, chicken really has been I like chicken, because I'm a preacher. I like chicken. But I like chicken. It's always been considered a relative inexpensive cut of meat. But what would happen if that does wipe them out? And how about the private flocks of local farmers who raise them for the eggs or maybe for the meat? Would that be affected also? I mean, this is nothing to sneeze at, if you know what I mean.
Achoo! Oh, excuse me.
One never bunch.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It was just today someone said to me they had gone to the local butcher shop to pick up some chicken, and they didn't have any. They didn't have any whole chickens. They just had bits and, you know, the pieces and so forth, but no whole chickens. This is at a butcher shop. So, you know, these things are serious, Butch, but, you know, hey, we've been spoiled to the point where, you know, we even forgot how it was 2 years ago.
Yes.
In the beginning of the lockdown, when you couldn't find chicken anywhere at the grocery stores, you couldn't find the meats. Now it's hit and miss. But then it was a much bigger deal. But people have short memories, and that won't ever happen again, is the thought behind everything. But it is happening.
Yes, it is happening. We have seen a lull, if you will, in a so-called pandemic. It's not going away, Melody. This is by no means over with whatever they're going to use next time, COVID or whatever. But this has just been a lull. Nothing's really changed. Catch your breath very quickly because something worse is coming. That's all I can say. And go ahead.
And the things like the big things, like, you know, with the lockdowns, things will never be the same after that.
No.
With this war and with Russia going on, things will never be the same again. Things, at one point in time, you'd have something happen, and maybe there were changes that we never went back, but they weren't noticeable. You know, or maybe we did go back to the way it used to be, but now these big things that are happening, they'll never be the same.
Well, Klaus Schwab said that. He said this: the new normal is, and this, we're not going back to the old normal. We're going to the new normal. And he said that himself, and he's one of the ones planning this move. And Mike Adams had a pretty good article right here. Doomsday preppers warn of hard times ahead as preparedness goes mainstream. Food scarcity, food vouchers, food riots, and flash mobs. And folks, these are already happening around the world. All of that's coming, and soon, says Texas-based food scientist and health ranger podcaster Mike Adams, who sees dire events unfolding to America in the short term. His advice: people need to get prepared now. The thing to really watch is food inflation. My position is we're going to see food riots in America before the end of the year. We're going to see flash mobs in grocery stores, especially for meat products. Grocery stores are going to respond with increased security and checkpoints. At some point, we're probably going to see an attempt at price controls and rationing. And folks, that's happened not rationing, but price controls happened back in the 70s. I remember that very well under Nixon. and not on everything, certain types of things. It's almost certain that the rationing they will attempt to enforce with the vaccine passport app that becomes a food rationing app, Adams told the Epic Times. Adams is not alone in his predictions of hard times coming to America and the world. With food production buckling under the weight of runaway inflation, skyrocketing fuel costs, and fertilizer shortages, much of what's in the store is already built in. In North America, 2 years ago, it cost around $200 an acre to fertilize a 1,000-acre commercial farm, Adams said. Right now, listen to this. With spring planting, farmers can expect to pay $1,200 to $2,000 an acre. And consumers will pay for its higher prices for basic necessities. Many farmers are deciding not to plant, In addition, the diesel fuel prices and diesel fuel scarcity is going into equation whether they should plant. The upshot, he said, is that fewer farmers are planting, which means less food to go around. Now, that's a fact. And we're seeing it happen. And I know, but something like this, the food shortages just don't happen overnight. It takes a while to run the supply chain empty, if you know what I mean. It's like draining a water hose. You turn the water off and start draining it, it'll drain. It's going to take a little while to get all the water out of it. But once that water is gone, there's no more coming through. That's the same way that with the food supply chain. Once this, we'll call it surplus, is run through, then where do we go?
China.
China, there you go. And if that don't make you a little upset, Biden administration considering pulling health care from veterans to treat illegal aliens. Can you believe this? Did you or a family member serve your country with the expectation of receiving the health care benefits you were promised? Sorry, illegal aliens apparently come first in President Joe Biden's America. The Biden administration report is concerning diverting doctors from the Department of Veterans Affairs who treat massive inflow of illegal aliens expected at the southern border this spring and summer. Hillary Vaughn, a Fox Business reported on the insulting slight to American veterans on Thursday, citing a source with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection. She quoted the source as saying, "We're going to take medical services away from people that really deserve that, who went to combat to give free medical attention to illegal aliens." Wow. Now that takes
some gall. Well, doesn't that have to be passed through Congress or something?
And well, executive order would do it for a while. It may be able to stop it, but it's going to be if he writes an order, it takes a little bit of time to change it around. But even to bring it up is absolutely very insulting to me and everybody else out there that served. It makes me angry to think that anyone would. I mean, we're talking about criminals here, Melody. I don't care who they are. They're criminals. And they're going to take away from somebody that wore a uniform, whether they knew or didn't know what they was involved in. Going to take it away from them and give it to criminals? That just isn't right at all.
Yes, but that's their mode of operation.
You know, sure it is.
They take from one to give to another. Keep circulating, and they just take it from that one and give it to this one. They take those who work hard for it and give it to those who don't.
Well,
and that's where we are today.
You'll love this one. Secret Service paying over $30,000 per month for Malibu mansion to protect Hunter Biden. The luxury rental property has gorgeous ocean views, according to its listing. Hunter Biden is apparently spending his father's presidency living in luxury Malibu, and so is his taxpayer-funded security detail. The Secret Service detail protecting the president's controversial son has been paying more than $30,000 a month to rent out a swanky Malibu, California mansion for nearly a year, sources familiar with the matter tell ABC News. The agency responsible for protecting the president and his family, among other ranking government officials, selected the property in order to be located as close as possible to Biden's own rented mansion, where he's paying about $20,000 a month, according to property listings, sources told ABC News. Retired senior Secret Service agent Don Millick, now an ABC News contributor, said the arrangement is the cost of doing business for the Secret Service, and that under the federal law, the agency has a mandated protective responsibility for the president, the first family, and anybody else the president designates for protection. Typically, however, Typically, wherever a protectee sets up the residence, the Secret Service is forced to find some place to rent nearby as market value, Middlesex said, noting that the agency is also renting up properties to protect President Joe Biden's residence in Wilmington and Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Wow. Hunter Biden is as guilty as sin as many different things. And you and I, Melody, are paying for $30,000 a month, plus what it costs to keep the Secret Service on duty there, plus everything else attached, which is probably going to be at least $250,000 a month to take care of all this. We're paying for it. Isn't that sweet?
Uh-huh.
I mean, gee, I don't know. I mean, why can't I get a once in a while?
Yeah.
I mean, we're reading this thing, but taking medical help from the vets to feeding, taking Hunter Biden or giving a $30,000 home in Malibu a month, and I don't want to, how you going to grasp all this, and we just sit back and I guess watch the Emmys. I don't know. I just don't get it.
And you know, and it's just not that. I mean, it's taken from all the taxpayers.
Oh, it is. That's what I'm saying.
These
we're
folks
paying for
coming
it.
In. Yeah, we're paying for it. These folks come in. And, I mean, people here who want benefits and so forth, they got to go through all the hoops and jump ropes and all this to get the any benefits that, you know, they live here and are citizens. And, you know, it's they can get them. Here you have illegals that are just coming on. They don't have to do any of that. It's just given to them, like, right away. And it's just so wrong. And it's like, where is anybody talking about this? It's
you don't see anywhere mentioned.
Wait until Medicare or Social Security fails. Then you'll be
there.
Hearing
you go.
People
there
squawk.
You go. But when you think on some of these, we'll say conservative talk shows, and when talk about finances, we'll bring some of this up.
You'd think, but no, that would that would hurt the stock market maybe.
I think it's immune about everything more. But it may offend somebody. You can't offend people. That's just wrong. You know?
Hey, we're heading into the second break of the day. I just have a short comment here on an op-ed by this Frederick Kemp. And it was a new world order is emerging and the world is not ready for it. And it's very long, but I'm just going to say a couple things about it. So we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188 for discount gold and silver trading. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And this just kind of, you know, sometimes things just catch my eye. And this is actually from, you know, we say some of these mainstream financial programs. This was actually on MSNBC. And it was, the op-ed was, a new world order is emerging and the world is not ready for it. And in Dubai, that was the title of the panel, the provocative title of the panel that led off the ambitiously named World Government Summit last week, that was framed to suggest that a new global order is emerging and the world is not ready for it. And so, I mean, gosh, Butch, how long have we been talking about a new world order?
Oh, my.
You know, from day one, you know, and maybe it's changing a little bit differently than what we had originally started to. And there has just been a proliferation of writing about who's going to shape the future of this world order since Putin had launched his invasion back in February. And the tempting conclusion, and this is his op-ed, should Ukraine survive as an independent, sovereign, and democratic country, the U.S. and Europe-backed forces could regain momentum against the previous ascendant Russian-Chinese forces, oppression, and, at least in Putin's case, you know, he called them evil, and but there's a downside to this. So it's almost kind of like this war, Butch, is truly shaping the future of this new world order as to whether it's going to be Russia and China that will be running the program, or the West? Or again, is this just all talk? And well, there will be...
Go ahead.
The there was a... his conversation at the World Government Summit and at the Atlantic Council's Global Energy Forum shows little enthusiasm or conviction of that type of a future. The Middle Eastern participants have no interest in abandoning relations with China, the leading trading partner for Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, or breaking with Russia, which established itself a force to be reckoned with when it saved the Bashar al-Assad. But he goes on and he talks about, in all his travels to the Mideast over the years, he's never heard this level of frustration from Mideast government officials with American policymakers. So it's not a question of whether the New World Order, the question is not what the New World Order would be, but rather if the U.S. and its allies can, through Ukraine, reverse the erosion of the past century's gains as a first step towards establishing the first truly global world order.
Well, according to Biden, he said the U.S. is going to lead it. You remember that?
Yep.
Article,
said, yeah, I do.
The U.S. going to lead it. But, you know, back in the 90s, we first started talking about this. And we went first, Bush said to himself, George Walker Bush said to himself, that he's going to be a new world order. Mm-hmm. And everybody laughed at us. That's all conspiracy theory. That isn't going to happen. That's just all made up. That's conspiracy theory. Now we have the world leaders, financial leaders, political leaders, talking about the new world order everywhere.
Yes.
We see it happening all the time. Does anybody not remember when we were conspiracy theorists and radicals, and now we're proven right again? Do they not remember that we've been right on a few things along this way? Maybe they should pay attention to what we're saying.
And, you know, in order to put the last nail into the new world order, you're going to have to change the financial system and the monetary system.
They are working on that, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
And it's not going to be beneficial to those who are holding
no,
paper
it isn't.
Dollars.
I just sent out on our email blast, I just sent out a two-minute-long video of world leaders, economic leaders meeting and talking about this. And one lady was talking about there is going to be a blockchain currency. which will mean that everybody's will be detailed what they purchase and how they purchase it. And they said there also will be a chance of abuse of this type of monitoring people. Could be abused. So we might need a digital constitution to protect the people. Now, she said that. So, folks, this is imminent. Now they're discussing how they're going to protect your rights under digital. What rights? They do what they want to do. Folks, the Constitution is nothing but a piece of paper if people don't enforce it. How do I know that? We've had one since 1789. We haven't done much with it a long time, because we've just tended to let the things slide away. And Melody, if you don't know what your rights are, you really don't have any rights, do you?
Well, you know, people put so much faith in those politicians, thinking that they're up on the hill protecting them.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't have to worry about them. I mean, that's like, that's what free elections are all about, right? So we can put who in there to protect us and to, we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, put hungry foxes in charge of chicken coop. That's a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
This next article I want to share, though, David, is it's about UK. But, folks, please understand, UK is going to be U.S. UK sleepwalking into food crisis as fresh produce set to vanish from supermarkets. The National Farmers Union has warned the UK is sleepwalking into a food security crisis. Soaring energy and fertilizer costs have led to an unprecedented situation where growers' margins have collapsed, forcing many to halt growing operations. Reuters says because of the inclement weather in the UK, farmers grow cucumbers, plant peppers, and tomatoes in vast greenhouses. Greenhouses use natural gas for heat, but after last year's surge in gas prices, exacerbated by Russian invasion of Ukraine last month, the crops have become uneconomical to produce. Trade body British growers said the average cost to produce a cucumber in Britain before the energy crisis was 25 pence, which is now more than doubled and set to hit 70 pence when higher energy prices fully kick in. Gas prices being so sky high, it's a worrying time, grower Tony Malabino said. All the years of us working hard to get to where we are, and then one year it could just all vanish. He noted his 30,000 square meters of glass houses at Green Acres Salad Business, which supplies major supermarkets such as Tesco, Sainsbury's, and Morrison's, are shuttered because cost outpaced market prices. In fact, the farmer would be losing money if he were to grow. Let me repeat that. 30,000 square meters of glass houses, folks, Green Salad Acres, the name of the business, have closed their doors because they can't grow it at the price and make a profit at it. Compared with this time last year, European gas prices are mind-boggling 500%. Fertilizer prices have tripled that since last year, along with soaring prices for packaging, diesel, freight, labor, and everything related to running a grow operation. We are now in an unprecedented situation where the cost increases have far outstripped the growers' ability to do anything about them, said Jack Ward, head of British Growers. With many greenhouses offline, this will inevitably push down the output of produce for supermarkets and result in persistent or even higher food inflation when overall inflation is at historic levels. To give an idea of just how bad the situation is, the Valley Growers Association, whose members produce about 75% of Brent's cucumbers and sweet pepper crop, said 90% of farmers didn't plant in January. Others said they would not grow with elevated gas prices. There's definitely going to be a lack of British produce in the supermarket, Association Secretary Lee Stiles said. Whether there's a lack of produce overall depends on where and how far away the retailers are prepared to source them from. UK could increase imports of produce, but countries worldwide are implementing protectionism measures to keep farm goods domestically, mitigate shortages due to the Ukraine conflict disrupting the global food supply. Like many other countries worldwide, the UK is sleepwalking into a food crisis. Now, that's pretty serious. When 75% of people that would say just, or no, I'm sorry, 90% of farmers who will say grow cucumbers, which is just that's nothing, but it's still something people are buying. 90% of them didn't even plant. They're not even planting. That's not a good sign, is it?
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, You know, what's the old saying? You don't miss the water till the well goes dry. Well, you're not going to miss a cucumber until you can't find me more.
Yeah, and you're right. I was reading an article this weekend about Lake Powell out west. It supplies power to to millions and millions of people, and it's going dry.
Wow.
And that's a big deal.
This is a big deal.
We used to go boating in Lake Powell. You can't go boating there anymore. The water's so low. And
this is not a good sign for a lot of different reasons. And I'm convinced that we know the world leaders have something to do with this. No doubt about it. They want the New World Order. Klaus Schwab wants it. And it's going to happen. Now, talk about food price again. Guess what happened today in Germany? Germans retailers to increase food prices by 20 to 50% on Monday. That's today. Just days after Germany reported the highest inflation in a generation, with February headline CPI soaring to 7.6% annual pace and blowing away all expectations, giving locals a distinctly unpleasant deja vu feeling even before the Russian invasion of Ukraine broke what few supply chains remained and sent prices even higher into the stratosphere. On Monday, Germany will take one step toward a return to the dreaded Weimar hyperinflation, when, according to the German Retail Association, consumers should prepare for another wave of price hikes for everything, everyday goods and groceries, with Reuters reporting that the price of German retail chains will explode between 20 and 50%. That's devastating.
Yes, it is.
That is devastating. Can you imagine if the price of a hamburger at a dollar store here in our area is $6.95 a pound? What if it went up another $3 a pound overnight? I do believe this is getting serious. What do you think?
Well, it is getting serious, but you know, again, like you said, we don't notice it until it's truly gone.
That's right.
At this point, you become a little inconvenienced. Oh, the prices will come down. They always do. Oh, it's not on the shelf today, but it will be. So I'll eat this instead. And that's what we're getting used to. Instead of demanding why.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we just kind of buckle up and keep on going. It's so bad in Sri Lanka. Listen, the Sri Lanka cabinet offers to resign as out-of-control inflation sparks widespread social unrest. The island country of Sri Lanka, the cabinet says, we gave a resignation to the prime minister, saying we are willing to leave at any time. They're tired. They're frustrated. They can't do anything about it, so they say, we'll just leave. So whenever, maybe I try that in Washington D.C. But anyway, they said, we don't want to do. We resign. It's just turn it loose. So for the people that they look to, these people to find answers, and they're going to quit. Any comments on that?
Nope.
I mean, do you say? I mean, how do you answer that? When the people that you look to maybe to find answers just walk out of the room and say, I quit, where do you turn to then? I mean, you're protesting against
them. Maybe you should turn to yourself.
That may be an idea.
No,
how about becoming independent for a change? Hey,
yeah.
How would that, boy, that would be, how about if a whole country become independent? Gee. But, when people that you protest against, they say, okay, you can have it. Fix it yourself. that's just something you need to think about. Any more comments along those lines?
No, sir.
Okay. I thought that was kind of interesting. I really do. And
it
just
is.
Another quick article here. Pollsters humiliated as two pro-Putin parties win avalanche victories in European elections. Everybody thinks Europe is scared to death of Russia. We have Serbia and Hungary both reelected. Yeah, reelected the pro-Putin parties by landslide. So they're not too concerned about Putin. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I found that interesting. And so it's also interesting on where it goes forward from now. You know, how pro are they? Are they that pro to get involved? Don't know.
Well, time will tell. I mean, if he's such a bad dude, people right on his border don't seem to care. They're with him. So I don't know. It's just really, really strange.
And what's really strange is our hour is already has passed, just about.
Yes, it has.
We got
yes,
a few more
has.
Seconds. Thank you, Butch, for joining today. And
you're
thank
welcome.
All the. Yes, and thank you all you listeners for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.